Com.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin took Belarus strongman Alexander Lukashenko for a boat trip in the Black Sea near Sochi on Saturday. The close allies met for a second day and held so-called informal talks amid the outcry after Belarus diverted a European plane. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Saturday's talks centered on economic cooperation and the COVID-19 pandemic. But he says they also spoke of last Sunday's events when Belarus scrambled a military jet to divert a Ryanair plane and arrest journalist Roman Protasevich and his Russian girlfriend on board. Lukashenko provided his counterpart detailed information about what happened aboard the aircraft, according to Peskov. The United States on Friday announced punitive measures targeting Belarus, while the European Union urged EU-based carriers to avoid its airspace and has promised fresh sanctions. A shadow government in Myanmar said Saturday it is seeking to reverse the February 1st coup and has joined forces with a rebel group to, quote, demolish junta rule. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi and her government and launched a brutal crackdown. A group of ousted lawmakers later set up a shadow national unity government seeking to bring anti-coup dissidents together with Myanmar's many ethnic rebel fighters to form a federal army to challenge the junta. The unity government said in a statement Saturday the rebel Chin National Front signed an agreement to, quote, demolish the dictatorship and to implement a federal democratic system in Myanmar. In recent years, its fighters have dwindled, so experts say it's more of a symbolic move, but does align the unity government with well-respected